You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
This is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to my show, The Lawyer of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Welcome this week. We are still in the transformation from where we used to be to where we're going to literally be when we get done with all the new things that we're dealing with. So we've made it another week, which is a positive, uplifting area that we know we're going to be able to even take our lives further, because, you know, we've figured out what's the most important in our lives. We've decided what we think is essential, not necessarily what anybody else thinks is essential. And we've literally been able to slow down this busyness that we were just keeping ourselves busy with. So I want to welcome you again this week. I want to congratulate you for staying up and with a high energy and knowing that this is a most amazing time. My guest is Marie Diamond, and she was telling us that we're in the age of Aquarius and that everybody in this age is equal and can use the information that we now have at our fingertips. Our communication is just miraculous, and that this is the time that we can take that information and that we learn to utilize it and to internalize it and to literally change our lives. So I want to welcome Marie Diamond. She has lived a magical life. She has really seen auras and had mystical experiences since she was little in the 70s, before any of us probably even understood what any of this meant or we've been born. She also decided that this is what she wanted to do, was help change lives. She's a lawyer like I am. She was in international law. Then she realized that there was so much more that she wanted to literally bring to the world and to the table and to individual people. And she stepped up and she literally transformed herself and the people that she's worked with. And she has transformed the world. So I'm so grateful and thankful that I have Marie Diamond on my show, and we will be right back with Marie. And we are back with one of my favorite people, Marie Diamond. Marie, welcome. Thank you so much for being on my show.
It's so wonderful to be with you. I really appreciate you coming, inviting me to be on your show. I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I reached out to you because you have a new movie out, How Thoughts Become Things, and I want to delve into that a lot because I know it's just going gangbusters, and I'm so happy for you, but I'm really happy for the people that get to see it and get their lives really altered in regard to what you guys teach. But before we get into that, I really want to hear about your journey. I love what your bio says. It says you've lived a magical life. I want to know how you kind of got into this and how you got into feng shui, which I will tell you, that's the first time I probably ever heard those words is in The First Secret in 2006, right? Yes. That's what you were talking about in that. I don't think we could even Google things back then. I think I had to go get a dictionary and look it up, what you were talking about. But so tell us how you've got to this point. Tell us your journey as far as growing up and realizing you had a gift, and how you decided to share that gift.
Well, I'm actually born in a very small, beautiful city called Bruges in Belgium. It's called the Venice of the North. And I was born in a very normal class family with my mom, a teacher, my father, a salesman. But I had from the start of my life, I had a gift that I could see energy. So I did not know that anyone else could, did not have that gift. So I could see the chakras and the auras and
so did it scare you or you just thought it was normal? Okay.
I think I thought it was totally like normal. Uh-huh. So, thank God my parents were aware of that and they treated me as a normal child. So I'm very happy about that. And but when I was seven, I really started going into the spirituality. So I came from a background of Catholic family. And but I attracted a spiritual teacher that started sharing me steps how to meditate, how to start working with the law of attraction. And at that time, it was more like painting my wishes, like I was drawing the wishes over and over again. And he gave me several colors I needed to work with in my painting so that my brain would like receive it more. And and I think I was about nine when I first really manifested something like out of the blue that was major for my family. And so then I was like, wow, this works. And I had a vision wall, like I put all images up of things I wanted to do in my life and where I wanted to live. And many of these things have already manifested. And so I was still very into all of this. When I was 15, I had a major accident. And I was already meditating for 8 years, trying to really live according to the principles of the universe. And but I had a near-death experience when I was 15, going to the other side.
Oh,
and
wow.
There I saw these beings of light, and they told me, you have to go back because you're here to reach more and enlighten more than 500 million people. So that was a message they gave me. Now, when I came back out of the coma, I was quite wounded. Like my face was all gone, so I had no skin anymore, and so they wanted to do a transplantation of skin, and I refused and said, "Mom, no, I can heal myself." Now you have to understand, I'm from a Catholic background. You don't heal yourself. You ask Jesus to heal you. You ask Lady Mary to heal you, God to heal you, not yourself.
So,
right?
Marie, what year was this? What
this
year?
This was 1978.
Wow, this is before anybody was calling it these things.
Yes,
I mean, yes. Oh, yeah. You know, and you think the accident was a bad thing, but it ended up being a blessing, right? Because
I'm so blessed for that accident.
It gave you such a bigger perspective. Oh, it gives me goosebumps. Okay, so go on.
And so so what I did, I started putting my hands on my face and I just was visualizing I had a beautiful face. And so
and you do. And you have a beautiful face.
Yeah. And 2 weeks later, I went back to school with like my skin back. And I mean, I'm 57 now, so without any Botox or whatever, I still have a very young face.
Yes.
And so it really made me aware that I was here to do something to make a big difference, right? So I started every day to meditate and to ask God, the universe, Show me how I'm going to reach these millions of people. So, but I started every day like by, you know, blessing someone or being nice to someone or, you know, whatever I could do as good deeds, right? Being working in the community as a youth leader, whatever I could do to make a difference. And so I did that. And then when I was about 19, I thought like, well, I really need to study something in college towards that goal. So I actually did my law school because I thought if I become like a diplomat, like an international diplomat working for the United Nations, then, or I become a minister of education or, you know, whatever in the political world, I could make more difference. And so I became an international lawyer.
That is so interesting. I was an attorney for 40 years.
Oh, you were?
I was a divorce attorney for 40 years, and I studied international law in England for one summer.
Oh, wow.
Because I thought maybe that's what I wanted to do, but it
that's
ended up
interesting, yeah. Right?
Isn't that interesting? We've attracted each other. Yeah.
Yes,
so you were an international lawyer for a while.
Yeah, I was. And then, but I was, you know, using all my tools. Yeah, I already knew about feng shui because at 15, I actually asked my teacher, like, why did I attract this accident? I mean, I've been meditating. I've been having positive thoughts and feelings. And he said, but Marie, you're missing out on 1/3 of the law of attraction, and it's your environment. And your environment is really not good. And I hated my bedroom, literally. I couldn't stand it. And so I changed that around. I went into another room, other colors, and literally my life turned around. I mean, in such a positive sense that I thought, like, oh. And so I kept practicing like basic feng shui principles I knew already at that time. And even as a lawyer, I made like promotion after promotion, attracted an amazing husband. And so my life was like really going the right direction. But when I was like 31, I thought, like, you know what? Being a lawyer, I don't think this will be really the thing, right?
I'm there with you. Yes, I understand.
So I started a consulting company where I started consulting people first, like from the legal perspective, but my clients were all politicians, where people I've worked with in the industry before, so in the corporate world. So they came to me and I started teaching them meditation and law of attraction and enlightenment and feng shui. And before I knew it, that was what I did. And so I did that for like a good 7-8 years in Belgium.
So that was 25 years ago, right? That was
25 years ago.
I started. 90s, right?
Yes, yes, early 90s. And so, but when I was 38, I thought, like, you know what? I'm never going to reach 500 million people by staying in Belgium, right? Belgium is only 10 million people, right? So
we didn't have the internet back then, right?
How can you reach millions of people at that time, right? Speaking in Dutch, I was not even in English, right? And so then I got really the idea I had to start going to America. So I started all over with my business in America. And then I moved there with my family. And it was like the moment I moved, I created a vision board, and a very specific vision board. And I put it in my success direction that I'm hopefully can share a bit more about.
Yes.
But how you can get that. And as I put in my vision board, I put like a yellow post-it note, like something like this, like yellow post-it note, right?
I have those all over, yes.
Right? And so I put on it, I'm going to be in a movie seen by millions of people that will transform the world. And I put it there, and I bought myself a fake Oscar statue. And I put on it Marie Diamond 2005.
Because I was 2005, love it.
Right? So I had no idea what that's going to be, but within a month, I attracted my first Oscar-winning client as a, you know, consulting him. And then within a few weeks, this energy started opening up where I became the mentor of Marcy Shymoff. I became the consultant mentor of Jack Canfield, John Gray, Bob Proctor. So all these people started coming to me. And I mean, I was totally unknown. I had no books written in English. Just people just started coming to me. I was like attracting them.
Of course. Right? That's what you teach.
That's what I'm teaching. And then Jack Canfield asked me to be part of the Transformation Leadership Council that came together, like the 100 top speakers and authors. And I was like, but, you know, Jack, I'm nobody yet, right? And he said, oh, one day you'll be as famous as everybody else, he said to me. So he invited me in his group. And that's where I met Rhonda Byrne. And so she sat next to me and she was telling me about this interview. And I thought, like, where's this interview going to air? She said, in Australia. I said, great. If it's millions of people in Australia, I'm fine by that, right?
Sure.
So she did the interview, and that was my first TV interview ever. I've never been in front of a camera until that point.
And you learned to speak English?
Yeah, yeah.
And I already did such a wonderful job.
Thank you. I already knew English pretty well. But it was really interesting. And so then after 6 months, she showed this video to this Transformation Leadership Council because a lot of people had said no to the interview to her, you know, and I said, yes, I'm going to do this.
Right.
And then people came to me and they're like, wow, you have such a beautiful thing. And how is it that you're in the movie and we're not? And I said, well, was it on your vision board? Well, it was sure on mine. You know,
I love that.
So, and that is how, you know, I became globally renowned.
Because you said yes, you stepped up. Yes. Everybody else was dragging their feet, but you decided to step up.
I decided to step up. And from that moment on, you know, millions of people, and definitely The Secret has reached more than 500 million people. So I would say check, right?
Check, yeah.
Got that one. And since then, you know, I've been teaching online, you know, to millions of people, to teach them about that the law of attraction has one aspect that they're mostly missing out on, and that's the environment. And that actually it's not just you creating a vision board, but that everything around you is a three-dimensional vision board.
That is inspiring and exciting. And I've never really not heard, I mean, I've heard that because I watched your other things, but yeah. I when you said it's a third, you're missing a third, that your teacher said you're missing a third. So the other two thirds would be spiritual.
Yeah, so your spiritual aspect, so that means right. your soul,
right.
you know, has come into this vessel, that is right. you, uh-huh. right? And so it comes in with, I would say, a basket of law of attraction already. Like
uh-huh.
you have some talents and some challenges, and you attracted your family and attracted, you know, a certain way of where you live and where you're born and so on, right? And so that is responsible for one third. We call that your destiny. Right?
Destiny, just I love
like
it. Uh-huh.
Your karma, or what your fate, or whatever sure. it is. But it's a part. It's not 100%, but it's like one third. And then
it's like the blueprints that you can you want to build on, or you decide you're not going to do anything with.
But. Correct. So if you have like a talent for singing and you never explore that, right? Then well, you know, you will be just singing in the shower, right?
Right. I can't even sing in the shower. So there you go. That was not in my basket, let me tell you.
No, it's definitely not in mine yeah. either.
No basket. No, no.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it's definitely in my basket to teach, right? I love explaining very difficult concepts in a very easy way. So that is my aspect that I love doing. So, but I could have chosen to stay a lawyer,
right?
And I'm sure I would have been a good lawyer. Also, but, you know, teaching is really what my soul is here to do, right?
Yes.
So it's like your purpose, like you have a purpose that you come in with. And a lot of people haven't tapped into that yet. So some of them are still, you know, holding back on that one third of the law of attraction also. It's your soul law of attraction.
Right.
And then there's the human aspect, and the human aspect is what actually most people focus on. Yeah. So even in the book, the movie The Secret,
right.
Most people in the self-help, they will say, well, it's our conscious and subconscious mind, our feelings, our blockages in our emotions, how we take action, uh-huh. right? So this is all part of our human aspect. And that's, of course, super important.
But and it's not wrong. It's just not complete.
It's not complete.
Okay.
Right? So that is why people that are top presenters in the self-help, you know, or have become my clients because they were all hitting the ceiling, literally.
Uh-huh.
You know, because their thoughts could not change things anymore. They were like, well, I've done everything of my work and still I'm hitting a ceiling. I'm not moving forward uh-huh. in another way. And I said, yeah, but your environment is reflecting your thoughts, feelings, and actions. And it's possible that your environment is actually contradicting, is actually telling a different story of what you ultimately try to focus on with your mind and your heart and your actions. Yeah.
Because we are kind of controlled by logic and the facts that we're actually seeing.
Yes.
So you're helping people open that up energetically. And how do you do that? Remote control. How do you do that when you're not standing in my living room telling me to move a mirror, you know? I mean.
Well, so I created a program, of course.
Wonderful.
You know, to help people with that. And so people can actually go to the website, mariediamond.com, and fill in your birthday and your gender, and it's your birth gender. So even whatever happened later on, you have to, in the system, you have to really connect with your original DNA. And so you then get an energy number, and you get to know what are your good directions, your compass directions that work for you. So if you have a success direction, a health direction, relationship, and wisdom direction. So when you then take the compass, and you can actually, most people cannot work with a compass, but you can actually literally download my free Mary Diamond app where this the same system is on. And you literally can then hold a compass that will show up and it will tell you.
I love it.
And then you look like what in the center, you hold it in the center of your living room, for example, or your office, and it will show you which area of that space based on your birthday you have your success energy. So in my success area, that's what I did, you know, when I moved to America, I put my vision board. I also put symbols connected with the goals I have, right? Could be certificates, could be awards, could be your books, your business cards, could be
flyers.
These
could be made up, right? They're pictures that you're putting on a vision board. People don't have to have the book yet to put it up there,
no,
right?
No. You just fake it till you make it, right?
I love it. Yes.
So I put that there, like I put that fake Oscar out there. I never got a real Oscar, but I have 20 Oscar winning clients. So
that's close enough. You know, you never told the universe that you had to have an Oscar. You just had to help other people get Oscars.
Right. So. Yes. And so, so I put that there. I remember before I had even my own book, I took a book of a very successful book and I put that book and I covered it with my book. So it was a best-selling book already, but just with the cover of mine, and I put it in my success. So you also have a relationship direction. So, of course, if you're single, you want to put some romantic images there, right? So you actually start redesigning your home as it is a three-dimensional vision board. So that's why if you go to the free energy report and you work with the app, you can start practicing. And I create this whole diamond feng shui school where people learn, because I cannot go in everybody's home. Of
right,
course, I
right.
do consulting and I still do it online and in person, but not everybody has a budget to book me, right?
Right.
So, but I want as much people as possible to learn this. Right? Because
I love that.
That is where I see the shifts happening. And that exactly happened even with people that were in The Secret, right? So that's why I got a little nickname. They call me The Secret Behind The Secret. Because Rhonda Byrne was at a certain moment hit the ceiling and things were not moving forward till I came in and changed her environment. Uh-huh. I did that with the publisher, with the PR, with 50% of the people in The Secret are my clients. So that's why people call me that, because I was behind them, you know, changing the energy so that The Secret and themselves could go to a whole other level.
Because it changed so many lives. It just came out of nowhere. It was such an unusual concept for a lot of people, obviously not for you. Like when I listened to it, I said, I've known this forever, but I've never been able to define it, right? I knew in my heart that this was true, but so you're right. You helped explode this whole thing. So let me ask you, so if you go to the living room, do you have to move furniture or are you just putting symbols up in different places?
Well, you start with the symbols, right? Okay. That's the easiest thing. But then it's also important sometimes to also change some furniture around. Uh-huh. So one of the rules is that you always have to try to be in a power position. So a power position means that, for example, where I'm sitting, I see the door.
Uh-huh.
So in your office, for sure, you always try to see the door because through the door comes people. And people is God, it's the universe. And so if you're sitting with your back to the door, you're actually saying to the universe, I'm not really interested in your opportunities you're giving me, in the gifts you're bringing me through people. Yeah. If you're sitting with your desk like against the wall, then literally you're saying, I'm hitting the wall. There's no space in front of you. right? Uh-huh. And it's like, think about a king, a president, they always have, they set themselves up in such a way they see the door and there's space on the other side so they can set a chair. So there's like the clients can come in. Uh-huh. Yeah. Also financially, there's space to create financial opportunities. If you're sitting with your back to the door, hitting the wall, that's the worst situation because you're like a receptionist. You're not a king. You're not a queen. You're like the worker, like that can only focus on what she's doing, but there's no space to receive and to create.
How interesting. Okay, so my desk is at a window overlooking a little lake. Does that work or not?
No.
Well, there you go. There you go. Now I'm going to make my husband go move my desk as we're speaking. But
Because I always say it's a great view, right? Uh-huh. But I always say, does money come through the window? Yeah.
Okay.
The people that come through the window, they kind of take your money, right? So you can set yourself up in such a way that you can see still the window from the sides. Yeah.
Okay.
But right now, I'm sure you have the door probably not in your view.
That's true. That's true. Right.
So it means that you will not be so respected. You won't receive all the gifts from the universe. Your reputation won't be so strong. It's like you don't see what can come to you.
That's right? Amazing. I love that. Okay.
But think about the Oval Chamber, for example, you know, in the White House. There is a window, right? Does the president sit with
looking out the window?
Looking out the window? No, he's not, because that's not where the people are coming in. So he had, there are four doors in the Oval Chamber, by the way, right? So he can see all four doors, and the sitting area is in front of him so that he can sit behind the desk as the president and talk to people, and because the people are representative of the universe. So he's not sitting like watching the Washington Monument. That's not what he's doing.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
So if you want to become the queen and the king in your business, turn your desk around.
I'll turn my desk around as we get done. Now, so then do we put the vision boards in the...
So you try, first of all, to change your desk as much as you can. The second that you try to do is, as you have four good directions, you always try to, if possible, it's not always possible, you try to put your desk facing, like you're looking towards one of your four good directions. That's why you have the app.
Okay. Right? Uh-huh.
So like I'm facing my success direction. Yeah. So I see the door and I face my success direction. So that's really the best. Yeah.
Okay.
But sometimes that's not possible. Right. But then what you definitely can do is you activate your area. So in my success direction, I have a success altar. So I have my vision board. I have all my books, all my products. So all is there. And also the things I want to still accomplish, right? In my relationship direction, I have the globe because I'm global, right? So if you want to be global, you better put a globe.
I'll go get me a globe.
And not a small one, like a good one, good size one.
Big globe.
Yeah. Big globe. And I have pictures there of people, of my team. I have pictures of people I'm working with, my high-end clients, or sometimes the ones I still want to work with, right? So in my health direction, I put everything to do with health and well-being. Can be books, can be anything that inspires you. And in the wisdom direction, you put everything that motivates you, that is spiritual, religious. Because feng shui is nothing to do with religion, so it's just it respects
energy.
Everything. It respects any wisdom, any religion, but you will place it a certain way so it will support you even more.
So do you do this in every room? Do you just do it in your office? Do you do it in the living room?
Yeah, so I always suggest three places, right?
Okay.
Because the places where we spend more than 3 to 5 hours a day.
Okay.
So it could be your bedroom, your office, and your living space.
Okay.
Yeah? Now, for relationships, in your bedroom, you will focus on your romance. Yeah. You will not put images up from your family in law, right? You don't want them in your bedroom, right? So, but in your living room, you can focus on your family, your extended family, your children, your friends. And then in your office, you can focus more on images around your business, right? So you will not put business images in your bedroom or business images in your living room.
What if my office is in my bedroom?
Well, so when people have that, it's always a little bit difficult because being in the bedroom, the bedroom is a yin place. So it's more a passive place because you're sleeping there most of the time. Uh-huh. And so I always suggest to not have them both in the same place because the office is a working space, right? It's an active energy. So in case that is this way and you cannot change it, I always say to people, get like a screen or a paravan. And then put, when you're working and you see your bed, put a paravan, like a screen in front of it. So your brain, because your brain, while it doesn't see, doesn't register, you know, you don't see your bed. When you're in your bed, put a screen in front of your office, because otherwise your brain will keep working at night. And so you're kind of making a distance.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. And it works very well. People have told me like it's like they sleep much better because otherwise subconsciously they keep going in their mind.
Yeah, mine does. I'm a monkey mind. It just keeps going all the time. So how interesting. So tell us what's happened after The Secret, because I know that your exposure and the way you've changed the world has really just exploded. Tell us how that has happened since 06.
So, you know, for me, that was a very interesting journey because I always had visualized everything to make that happen, but I was not really ready too much about how to manifest this. So I took my time to build my business and to reach out to more and more people. I was traveling nonstop and I still am. And so I got a lot of high-end clients connected with that. I started creating programs. And so I was very lucky to be part of a few very big publishing platforms like Mindvalley and Learning Strategies. And so I have reached definitely, you know, in millions of people that have studied with me online or have been speaking in so many languages, so many continents. So I've been traveling since that time and I'm very excited that you know, since then I've been like in 10 other documentary movies, but the new one that recently have come out is really, I think, a very amazing one. And it's called How Thoughts Become Things. And I feel like this is the one that will go, I'm not sure, as viral as The Secret, because The Secret was the first one. It was a classic one. It won't change. It's still, people are still watching it now on Netflix. But what I've seen is that this movie went right away from the launch quite viral, yeah? And so a lot of people started sharing it, exactly like with The Secret. You know, people were like, oh, I have a new movie, and they were like sharing it. And so How Thoughts Become Things is, I think, a very good follow-up for The Secret.
And tell us, so it's they have gone back and talked to a lot of the same people that were in The Secret to follow up, I'm assuming, because I had not seen it, but I need to see it, follow up on the journey that they've had in the last 15 years and to expand on that knowledge?
No, I don't think they went back to like their journey, but they really focused on the thoughts. Yeah.
Okay.
So on what we call the human luck, right? And so Douglas Van Meeren, who is the creator of How Thoughts Become Things, he first of all wanted to have some of his friends, and we're, you know, dear friends of him, to come on board and share like what we how we think about how the process of thinking could help. How can we improve our thoughts, our mindset? So he wanted to really focus on that aspect. And so he brought also some new people in that since 15 years are like, you know, really fresh, I would say a fresh take on things. And the visuals on that movie, of course, since 15 years, there's so much more advancement in creating visuals. It's actually
which is very helpful, right?
Because very helpful.
We're tactile people. I mean, we want to see things.
And it's a very beautiful movie. I Like I said, I've been in other movies, but this is probably the one I like the most from everyone. And it's a perfect time right now, right? Because a lot of people are in fear, right?
Yes.
A lot of people are, you know, worried about the future, how to stay positive. So I think it's also because it's such a perfect timing right now that people really are looking into it. And we already have, you know, major news channels in Africa, in Spain, in America have been like, within 2 weeks of launching, have been like, we want this movie, and people are just sharing it and sharing it. And it's because The Secret kind of created a foundation, right?
It was a great first impression, right?
Yes. And that was also the idea behind it, right?
Right.
So Rhonda Byrne was herself just very started on that journey, right? So she only had like for 2 years studied all this information. She was not a master in it. But she reached out to people that she felt were masters in this field, if they were known or not so known as me. But it was to help awaken people, right? It was to
an awareness, the initial awareness that it's out there.
Correct. And so it was a perfect movie at the perfect time, right?
Yeah, wasn't it? And this is the perfect movie for this time, right?
Correct. Yes. And that's what I see. And it was interesting because I wrote on my vision board last year, I said, like, I would love to be part of a second virtual movie, like a movie that goes viral again, not virtual, but viral.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I made that once happening. I can make that happen again, right?
And look at you little manifester, you did.
So yeah, we did. So, but I think it's also the people that are in it, they're all also very much friends, even the people that are from The Secret, we are happy to see each other because we all had great visions. Yeah. So it was not just Rhonda Byrne that had a great vision. I believe that everyone that was in The Secret had like a huge vision for the world to make a positive impact. And it felt like it was like the perfect team at the perfect place, perfect idea. And it just went, you know, into the ether and manifested itself. And I feel like this group of people, they also are very supporting each other, very loving. It's a great energy in the team that's in the movie. So I feel like it's the same vibration. Yeah, so I'm looking forward for you to see it.
I am anxious to see it. Doug was on my program 2 or 3 weeks ago and told us about it before it came out and was so excited. So, I mean, you're right. It came out at the right time. People are at home. They have time now to watch this. And there's so much uncertainty that if you and all the other masters can give them a roadmap, can give them some things that they can start doing and the action steps. And I think you said, let's talk about that later, maybe a success action or what were you saying at the very beginning that you wanted to talk about more?
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, you have a place in your home that, is your success direction. And so, if you can put your thoughts for the future, your goals, right? Because, you know, we all have positive thoughts for the future, but you know, we forget about them. Right. So we're kind of perhaps writing it down. We put a vision board and then we're like, it's gone.
Right.
So life takes over. Right. The busyness takes over. But when you have a space in your home that is like your home takes care of it, to keep having these positive thoughts nonstop. It's like when you play.
It's in your mind all the time because you're glancing at it. Right.
Correct.
So we're internalizing it into our subconscious mind.
It's a subconscious experience, but it's a perfect place for you where that subconscious will adapt, attract it, and accept it. And so it's really interesting. It's like because everything is about brainwaves also in our
frequency, isn't it, though? Yes, yes.
And so your success direction is your alpha place. It's a place where your brain, when it looks towards it, it will actually go into alpha. And when you're in alpha, you're open, you're inspired, you're creative, you receive the insights and the possibilities, right? And that is exactly what you do by placing that also in your space so that even if you don't think about it anymore, your subconscious is getting all the time the messages And then that's where the magic starts happening. That's when, you know, also Douglas is practicing this also. Everything is in his success direction. So several people of this movie also know my work and practice it. And this is how you can actually, without you doing too much effort, right? Because magic living for me is like
easy, right? There's got to be an ease to it. Yes.
Correct. Ease and effortless energy. And so when people say to me and they listen to my, like, what did you do? Like, what marketing did you, what pushing did you do? I said, I didn't do anything. I was just aligned. I was aligned in my meditation, in my thoughts, and aligned in my heart, and aligned in my environment. And that alignment is where things become easy and effortless. And now I have reached these millions of people, and I live the life I wanted. Places, you know, I live in the south of France, I live in London, I have a place in Malibu. So I have this, what I always...
Well, you're my new best friend, I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to come see you wherever you're at. But
that's the whole point. It's like I created a wonderful relationship with my husband, amazing, you know, I had a wonderful relationship with my children, have amazing friends. But, you know, it didn't start all like this, right? So I had to practice every day. Yeah. And there's a daily practice, both on the level of your soul, like through prayer and through meditation, a daily action you can take with your thoughts and clearing your thoughts as much as possible and to redirect your thoughts if your thoughts are not so positive. And one of the things I talk in the movie about is blessings. Yeah. Bless yourself, bless others. So because blessing is even stronger than a thought. It's like it's a thought with an intention. Yeah.
Yes.
And so when you
put out to the universe. Yes.
Correct. And so doing this, and then also work with your environment and align the three levels, because some people are saying, oh, the law of attraction doesn't work. It's because you're only going from one side to it. But if you work on all three levels, then I'm telling you, the universe is there for you.
And that is so inspirational, and that is a portion that people, I don't think, get a lot, right? They do now because you're there, and I love it. So,
well, you know, they, at least I said to people, give it a try. You know, if you know that, you know, so many people in the self-help are trying that, or many celebrities are trying this, and they have seen the benefits from it. Yeah. This is an, you know, working with the law of attraction environment is like 4,000 years old. I mean, the royal families were using that. The imperial families were using this information, and they kind of kept it away from the normal people like you and I. Right.
And just so like they kept how powerful we are as individuals. They kept that away from us. Right.
Yes. Yeah, they kept a lot of secrets, yeah, away from us. And I mean, I believe they called it sacred. Like they thought somehow that they were, you know, more valuable, right, to get that information. And that the common people, and that's why we have the Aquarius age, we're in this stage of being, that it is open for everyone. So when I learned all this from my grandmaster, I was like, I'm giving this to everyone. Everybody should know their success direction. That has to be available for free for people to learn this. And so, and then, you know, if they want to continue to go deeper into that, that's fine if that's their journey. But everybody should know what the super wealthy know.
I just love that. I love your voice and that you have affected and inspired so many people. So tell us from your point of view, you just said we're in the age of Aquarius and everybody can do this. Tell us where you see we're going once we get out of quarantine, because you're over in Europe. I mean, I think that's probably more confined than we are, but I know we're moving towards something bigger. Can you give us what your take is on that?
Well, I don't want to use the word quarantine or confinement. I believe this is probably the biggest transformational time.
I love that.
Yeah, yes. That are in. So I call it transformational times. Yeah. And it was really interesting because, you know, every year I tune into the energy and I tell my students what's going on. And I told them, I said, there will be a huge transformation around health coming in, and it will be to do with the heart and lungs. And I said, you know, governments will need to become healers instead of taking energy away. They will have to make a choice. The leaders will have to make a choice if they are going like the old way or if they become healers of the people. And so I think that's kind of what we're seeing. But I said also people will need to take a decision, a very deep decision. What is important to them? What matters most? Yeah. The outside world that they have, you know,
kind no of control over. About, yeah? Right.
Or the inside world, right? And also that they have lost their connection with their family, right? And now people are reconnecting with their family. They go in a deeper connection. We lost connection with ourselves. We've got lost
Didn't
connection
we, though?
With others,
yes.
Right? Because we're thinking we're in connection. We're following each other. We are liking and tweeting it.
We're busy. We're staying busy, yeah. But we're not staying authentic.
We're not connected.
Yes.
We're not connected, right? And so we've come in a time now that we have to go into seeing that we are equal. We are brothers and sisters of each other. I mean, there's one virus that kind of says, well, you know, it doesn't matter what race, what culture.
You're all on the same playing field.
We're all on the same playing field, right? So we have to now become brothers and sisters. So that's where you see a lot of people, being of service to each other. So there's a choice, a really big choice. Like, do I stay with myself? Do I stay my egocentric self? Or do I work for others? Do I help others? Do I open up the space? And it's not easy because the physical space is taken away from you. But
sometimes that makes us focus on what's the internal space, right? That's right. The important part anyway, is the internal
it is
space.
The inner space that we need to look at. So a lot of people are now like saying, well, do I want my life to be the same in the future as it was before? So these are the questions people are asking themselves, right? So I think it's an amazing time. Yeah.
And it's very optimistic, right? We're very optimistic that we're going to transform into a
higher society or a society that's more controlled. So we have to make a decision there, right? So, but of course, it is the sad part of this is that a lot of people, lost their life because of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? And because perhaps some people were not making decisions on time, were not always thinking about others, right? So here in Europe, Europe is an older culture already,
right?
Right? So we have been thousands of years already around. So it's really interesting what I have seen here, how people have supported each other, how they stay optimistic, even if it was really, really tough. People here are much more already becoming the we energy instead of I.
I see. Uh-huh.
And so I don't know in America, how is that going and how is that unfolding, because I'm not there. But I hope that, people start understanding that there is a connection they need to make and that we are part of a collective field. So this is right now the law of attraction at work on a collective field. And we all need to bless and we all need to pray and we all need to focus on seeing the world in a better place, after all these experiences. So not just yourself, but also the world. We need to work on both levels.
And I think people feel out of control and they're fearful because they don't feel like they have any options. But I think what you and I both teach is that the option is to understand the connection and the alignment to your higher self and to source. That's where the power is anyway. And that's what they can, every decision, I love that word that you said, that they make can make a huge difference in their family, in their neighborhood, in their community. So we are not without options during this time because it's transformational. I love that word.
Yeah, it is true. Like you're saying, you need to really connect in with source. And I've seen now, you know, I have a healing circle every week and, you know, thousands of people are joining and they're waking up. I mean, literally, if you haven't woken up since The Secret, then this is the time to wake up.
Hello. Wake up. Well, and it's such a perfect time that the new movie came out. That you are all getting so much amazing, good exposure on this thing. I think you said, you know, you've been talking to some major, you know, TV shows, which I think is wonderful. The more people that can understand this, you know, the movie is not expensive. Anybody can afford it. Yes. We're at home. We've got the time now to watch it. And, you know, it's
transparent. Yeah, and I think this is a really good movie, perhaps easier to understand than The Secret. And especially to share this movie with your friends and your family. Because this movie really, it puts it in such a good way how your thoughts are influencing you that, I mean, it's easier. It talks about law of attraction, but it really talks about your mindset.
Uh-huh.
And the visuals are so amazing and so understandable that I had a whole group of young people that reached out to me and said, like, oh, my God, we've been sending it to all our friends because we are, like, you know, online, on school, and it's so hard. And we really have been taking this to heart. And these are young people. And so I think this is an easier movie to share than The Secret.
And what a perfect time for it to come out. And Marie, thank you so much for letting me interview you and getting this message out, both to my listeners, but to the millions of people that you had visualized years and years ago. I mean, we're all much richer because that you decided to step up and share your knowledge. So thank you so much for that wisdom. Can we tell my listeners and viewers on YouTube how they can get a hold of you, how they can sign up for the free energy report?
Yes. So they can go to, of course, mariediamond.com, and they can get their free energy report. They also can go to my Instagram, mariediamond8, and there's also a link there to the free energy report. They also can go to my YouTube channel. There's a weekly, and both on my Instagram, twice a week, videos released with tips and new videos to help you. And this is all available for free. So you have no excuse to go to the next level with me.
There's no excuses out there. Thank you so much for being so generous with your love and your time and your energy, because it has changed the world and it's going to change the world from now on. So thank you so much, Marie. And we will be right back. Wasn't Marie amazing? I am so thankful that I was able to interview her and that she has this amazing energy. And I'm going to go move my desk around right now. You know, and here's the thing. I've always known that where I'm working was not where I should be working, but I couldn't figure out my office. We have a pretty small house and we can't get out right now very much. So she has so many tips. She has the free app. She has the information on YouTube. There is no excuse, boys and girls, for us not to be learning during this time. To get on her YouTube channel, she's got an amazing website, the new movie, How Thoughts Become Things. You can download it and watch it immediately. There is no reason that we can't use the information that's out there, podcasts, books, being able to get on Zoom calls with people. There's no reason that we can't use this time to discover ourselves and our connection to our higher self and that alignment with source, because that is the secret to everything. And the secret is what started this awareness, and the new movie, How Thoughts Become Things, is just building on that awareness at the perfect time. So we're here at the perfect time. There's a reason that we decided we wanted to show up during this time of Aquarius, change our lives and change the lives of those around us. And it just takes knowledge and wisdom and awareness, and it's there and it's not hard to do. So I want to thank you again for joining me this week. I want to send out my love to everyone. I know that we're all not in the same boat and that there's a lot of different lives that we're living. But I also know that that connection and that alignment is so available to all of us, to our higher selves. And as Ram Dass always said, we are just walking each other home. And I am so blessed to be on this journey with you. This is Paula K. Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kid Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.